This is 99% Invisible. I'm Roman Mars.
Weapons in the arsenal of exclusion, alphabetical. Armrests on benches. Blood relative ordinance. Blockbusting. Cul-de-sac.
I think cities are great. There's movement and activity and diversity. But go to any city and it's pretty clear a place can be diverse without really being integrated.
Cities exist to bring people together, but cities can also keep people apart.
That's Daniel Dioka.
And I am an urban planner. I have a company in New York called Interborough Partners.
Over the last few years, Daniel and his two colleagues at Interborough Partners
have been working on this project for a number of years called the Arsenal of Exclusion and Inclusion.
This arsenal is a catalog of stuff inside a city.
What we call weapons.
Explosive zoning, fire hydrant, food truck ordinance.
That architects, planners, policymakers, developers, etc. use to either bring people together or keep people apart, or open the city or close the city, or increase access to space or restrict people's access to space. Any number of ways to spin it.
Historic preservation, homeowners association.
Weapons ranging from no loitering signs to big things like housing vouchers and exclusionary zoning and all that kind of stuff.
Today we're only going to focus on the arsenal of exclusion, the weapons that keep people apart.
Weapons in the arsenal of exclusion.
In the city of Baltimore, a place Daniel Dioka truly loves.
It's a wonderful place.
But it's a city that has been honing its arsenal of exclusion for decades.
Baltimore was once to the invisible wall building industry what Detroit was to the automotive industry, an innovative workshop where creative minds work to think up, invent, test out, and ultimately export methods of exclusion.
Our producer and resident Baltimorean Sam Greenspan went to look at some of Charm City's exclusive offerings.
Dan Dioka and I are driving north up Greenmount Avenue in East Baltimore.
I kind of think of Greenmount north of 33rd, all the way up to Cold Spring, as a kind of museum of exclusion.
So as you're driving north on Greenmount Avenue, north of 33rd Street, it's clear that Greenmount Avenue is a dividing line between rich and poor and black and white. But what's not immediately obvious is why.
Demographically, the divide is very strict and severe. You can just see all these physical measures that are deployed to keep people from getting from one side to the other.
Just crossing Greenmount on foot is annoying.
Two crosswalks in that 1.25-mile stretch.
But what's more interesting is when we talk about the grid.
Grid.
Greenmount is where the grid ends. The grid is there in Waverly on the east side.
Notice that on the right, there's the grid, right? There's 37th Street, 38th Street. We can make a right into Waverly, no problem.
Waverly is the less affluent neighborhood.
But on our left, there's no grid, right? It stops. You'll notice we're heading north now. If we try to make a left...
Left into the richer neighborhoods of Guilford and Oakenshaw.
We're going to be confronted with dead-end streets, bollards.
What is a bollard?
They're like these security poles that you kind of stick in the ground.
The few streets that do go through are mostly one-way streets coming the opposite direction out onto Greenmount.
There's no way for us to get left into Oakenshaw or Guilford.
There has to be some way to get into the neighborhood.
Well, there is, but on Guilford's east side, you really have to go out of your way to find a street that will let you in.
So now we're in Guilford, finally.
And then once you're inside, you'll notice two things. The houses are super nice, and the roads are super weird. It's hard to know what direction you're going.
And could you tell if we're east, north, west, or south? Right, it's really hard to tell, right?
I would imagine we're going south.
We're not. We're actually going east. So this is Greenmount Avenue.
Since we're outsiders and we don't know our way around Guilford, we were shunted out of the neighborhood on a one-way street back out onto Greenmount Avenue.
So this is one of the one-way streets heading out of the neighborhood.
Oh, my gosh.
These physical barriers in the arsenal of exclusion, grids, and one-way streets are not that hard to overcome, but their placement has meaning.
Does it really matter that you can't make a left turn into Guilford? Would this be a more equitable city if we could make that left turn? Probably not, right? I mean, it's more a symbolic thing, right? It's this place where this demographic divide is just rendered very physically in space.
99% Invisible was produced this week by Sam Greenspan with help from Scott Goldberg. It's a project of KALW and the American Institute of Architects, San Francisco. We are distributed by PRX at prx.org. More about the arsenal of exclusion at 99%invisible.org.